Welcome to the Active Ingredient Podcast, your destination for all things personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Sophie Wheel, and I am an intentional brand builder on a mission to inspire people to build not only their dream businesses that are fully in alignment and that actually feel good for them to be in, but more importantly, to create well-rounded lives that are in alignment with their values. I believe that we can only grow outward in proportion to how aligned we are internally, and that slowly but surely, we are all capable of creating lives that feel incredibly fulfilling to be fully present in. Hello, welcome back to the Active Ingredient Podcast. I hope that you're doing great. This week's episode is about taking the next best step. And taking the next best step, I know, seems small. And when we're thinking of the things that we want to accomplish or where we are trying to get to, when we take it down like a million notches to get down to just the next best step, it feels insignificant. But I want to center this week's episode on just how incredibly significant that one next best step is in terms of creating the self-confidence that you need in order to keep going. And also just to literally put one foot in front of the other to just keep it going to ultimately get you there. Like, it takes actually making these little minute steps to gain momentum to then see bigger steps and feel the impact a little bit more down the line. So I feel like every time that I do a solo episode, it's because I've been feeling, I don't know, like there's just like this collective conversation around this, or like questions that I'm getting or conversations that I've been having, that I've been seeing a similar pattern, which is exciting because the pattern that I'm seeing is a lot of people that are wanting to try something new, to put themselves out there in a new way, to leave something that they're currently in to try something different, to make steps for things that are really, really important for them in life. So I've been feeling this, I've been having a lot of conversations around it, and I've been seeing it. And I think that it's so exciting. And it's also important to remember, as the clarity comes on like, let me try something out in this field, or let me try something out this way, or let me try this way of handling this thing, or just anything that's different than the way that you've done it before, is going to come with discomfort. It's going to come with resistance. It's going to come with that little voice that's giving you all the reasons not to do it, or the overwhelm, because you see the mountain and you're like, oh my God, how the hell am I going to get from point A to B? But the thing is, it's just the compound effect of all of the little points that are getting us to that next big thing. And it's in the regulating your nervous system and yourself enough in whichever way that you do that, in order to identify what the best next step is, the most impactful next step is. So if you are thinking of starting a side hustle or a business or a hobby, or going back to something that you really enjoyed doing, or putting yourself out there in a new way, writing, creating, dancing, acting, drawing, observing, whatever it is that you are kind of like wanting to put yourself in that zone for, taking a deep breath. Actually, let's do that collectively. Let's take a deep breath. And feeling in your body, just releasing and making space to clear and ground in order to figure out what that next best step is. And of course, there's so many different practices that are out there in terms of regulating your nervous system enough to access deeper and deeper levels of that clarity. But one breath alone will do it when you're in chaos, or when you're in like a moment of like, I don't know what the hell, I'm overwhelmed, I don't know what the next step is. One deep breath. And if you want to add to that, of course, like take as many as you want. But the first step to me in order to take the next best step is to first take a breath in order to be clear on what the next one is. The breath helps us get there. It's like the bridge between the overwhelm and the execution is the breath, and like the clarity of where it is that you're going to be pointing your energy. So that would be for sure the first kind of step that I would think of when you're like, I feel overwhelmed, even though I'm so excited and clear on what it is that I want to start aiming towards, is to first figure out how to regulate your nervous system. Breath, for sure. Breath, the body, and silence. Those three things, I think, are one of the most powerful tools to be able to access that clarity that exists within every single one of us that helps us understand what the best next, most impactful next step is for us in the day. Another thing that just came to mind also is taking some sort of messy action. And that next best step could be messy. So like, yes, breathing, yes, connecting to yourself, yes, like, you know, regulating, but also taking a messy step. Like we, and me included, have this like fear of looking like a fool, or like that next best step might be embarrassing or cringy or whatever. But it's just any messy step in some sort of direction is at least going to give you insight. So that is a huge thing, is just being okay with doing something messy. And I think this is simple, but really just reminding yourself, like, you can take a next step. Like, you're absolutely capable of taking a next step. Resistance is always going to come into play. There's always going to be an element that you are working with and not suppressing, but you're working with the element of resistance, and that you have in the past moved through it, and that you're capable of moving through it again. And reminding yourself, like, I can do hard things. One of my favorite things that Glennon Doyle has given to this earth is that saying, we can do hard things. I say that to myself literally every single morning in my head when I do the cold part of my shower. I end my shower really cold. And that's literally a mantra that I say to myself, like, Sophie, you can do something hard. And I put the water freezing. But it's just this constant reminder to yourself that you can and you have done hard things. So having that remembrance again that you can take a step in the next direction. And then the last one that I wanted to call out in terms of what the next best step is that the tiniest step, while you might feel it's insignificant, makes way for the next best step. So doesn't matter if it's the tiniest step of, let me just write it down. Let me write down what it is that I am thinking of where I want to get to. Maybe that's the next step. Maybe the next step is talking to a friend who's done it before. Maybe the next step is researching. Or maybe the next step is finding someone that could be an expander for you, someone who you could look up to. Maybe that next step is finding a book to read to really understand it a little bit more. Maybe the next step is getting the equipment, running some numbers, booking the appointment, starting the Google Doc or drafting the job description, researching something on YouTube, asking the person that you know for a 10-minute conversation and asking them specific questions. These are all tiny, tiny little steps that I think really help move things along. And the more that you can continue that and every day ask yourself, what is one best next step that I can do towards that direction? You'll ultimately end up at the place that you're looking to get to. And it's all a culmination of all of the little tiny steps. But I want to prompt us all today, for us listening and for me, what is one best next step that is rooted and grounded in the thing that we genuinely really feel called, even if that calling isn't super clear, but like in a direction, like for that version, like what is a step that I can take today, the tiniest step that I can take today? And then at the end of the day, once I've done it, before going to sleep, taking a moment to see yourself for having done that, because we need to self-recognize, we need to self-validate that tiny step. We cannot overlook the tiny step. The tiny step is the big step. So at the end of the day, before going to bed, let's all collectively think to ourselves and have a moment of gratitude for ourselves for taking that tiny step, no matter how small it is. And yeah, I am going to have that be my intention for this week. I come in and out of being in that zone. And again, we all do, but I just think it's an important reminder. So with that, let's take one more big breath all together. Man, it really anchors me. And with that, I will see you next week. Bye.
Thank you so much for getting to the end of the episode. And more importantly, thank yourself for choosing to learn more about how to come home to yourself. As always, take what resonates with you and simply let go of what doesn't. I would really appreciate it if you can give the show 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever it is that you listen, because that's the way that the show will continue to grow. And we are all about growth here. I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you next week.